Good morning with us on a Wednesday, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, you know, it is possible that if listeners put enough money in the lockbox, the family of WAMC won't even have to go on the air and raise money.
You know, David, the passion with which the staff feels about this lockbox thing is incredible, because that's what it is. It's a commitment, a passion to keep this thing alive. And a lot of people are already putting money in. We've passed the $100,000 mark. We need to make this $325,000, and then First Niagara Bank has said that they would put in $7,500. And Mr. Big, as always, bless his heart, comes along and says he'll put in $10,000 if we can do this. So I'm depending on everybody to understand with the same passion that we all feel, the same feeling of we got to do this to keep this thing, which we all love so much, alive. And just go to WMC.org and do your thing. And we really thank you for it in advance.
Of course, it allows us to do what we do, which is the news of the day. And let's get to that. First, we're hearing in top story this morning, at least six people have been killed in a train derailment, Amtrak train in Philadelphia. Dozens of passengers also injured. The train carrying 243 people, 140 being reported, have gone to the hospital. The train coming from Washington, D.C. to New York City last night, Alan.
Look, David, many of us have been on that train or trains like it. We have to have faith in our transportation system. And of course, this has major implications in terms of the money we put in to mass transit. Other countries, Japan and others, have bullet trains that go at a record rates of speed. But here in Albany, as we sit here, a major debate as to whether or not these oil trains, some call them oil bomb trains, can be depended on not to get into the kind of trouble we saw here. We do know that the tracks are not what they could be. They're always problems. And, you know, we just have to figure this out and do better and put the money into this that we need to do in order to have a decent public transportation system. Our hearts go out to all those people who just happen to be sitting there in that train.
You spoke about it yesterday, the ripple effect already occurring from the Obama administration opening up the Arctic to drilling for Shell. We see in the Times today, the Port of Seattle's board voted Tuesday to ask that the arrival of Shell's Arctic drilling rigs be delayed, bowing to a wave of public pressure by protesters and city officials over the company's plans to drill this summer.
Well, look, you know, President Obama is finding the going rough here. He's got this real animus among environmentalists who think it's a terrible thing. You know, these are not easy things for them to do. So when you get something like the city of Seattle and others, they're going to band together and they're going to do their best to put an end to this, or at least put a stop to it for now. I had a letter yesterday saying that this commitment was made by the Bush administration and that Obama had to adhere to it. But everything I could read doesn't indicate that. In fact, he raised all kinds of reservations about the safety of it and everything from the very beginning. And, you know, I think this may prove to be a mistake to those people who consider themselves semi-progressive within the environmental movement.
Finally, Alan, the new leader of the state Senate, John Flanagan, a Republican who replaced Dean Skelist, who is facing federal corruption charges, on his second day in office said, despite ongoing corruption scandals, it's unlikely the legislature will enact any new reforms before the session ends.
Surprise, surprise. Look, the guys who are in office, they create the rules, which is really bad. And the whole idea is that there have to be outside monitors with enforcement powers who can look at this kind of thing. So Skelos is out. The new guy is in. The new guy says it's unlikely we're going to cooperate and do anything that's going to make it more assiduous in terms of rooting out corruption. Are we surprised? Of course not. His colleagues elected him, and now he's doing what he's supposed to do for them and for himself.